89.3 FM Toledo and Lima, 88.5 FM Wasilla, on the web at yeshome.com, on the SFM Android and iTunes app, and the TuneIn Radio app. And now at 89.1 FM Fremont.
We are going to the phone lines where we are joined by Sheila Weber here to talk about National Marriage Week. Sheila, welcome to the wake-up call.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's the 2nd of February. We just started the month of February, and of course that's the focus on the month is love.
Right. Excellent. Well, National Marriage Week runs from February 7th to the 14th. So it begins this coming Saturday, but it's a time to elevate the benefits of marriage, to promote that marriage is good for you, it's good for the country, it reduces poverty, it lifts women and children out of poverty, but it provides a greater personal happiness. The research is really clear on that, and we want to find ways for people to have more success. When there are trends that we are having a drop in marriage rates and we have very high out-of-wedlock birth rates, we want people to know that there are ways they can get help for their marriage. We want we have lots and lots of resources at NationalMarriageWeekUSA.org. And if people are hosting marriage classes and workshops, we want them to post it on our online National Marriage Calendar. It's the only online calendar. We had 1,000 events across the country last year, and we're just a new movement. So
That's neat.
We think there could be 10,000 marriage strengthening events all across America. And so we want people to start to get involved with National Marriage Week and have some sort of celebration near where they live.
And I like you include in your information a quote from Time Magazine. It says that the decline in marriage is our most ignored national crisis.
Absolutely. People do not realize that back in 1970, almost 80% of all the adults in this country were married, and now that's dropped down to 51%.
Wow.
That's a huge fall off, and unfortunately, there's a large taxpayer cost. It's about $112 billion a year. Actually, that's a very conservative estimate from a few years ago. It's probably $200 to $300 billion a year because the cost of the courts of divorce and the cost of supporting single mothers. So we want there to be a greater valuing of marriage. It is by far the place where children will have the most success. I mean, the research is really clear that children raised by both their parents have performed better in school. They have less addiction, less teen pregnancy, and less trouble with the law. Now, granted, we know people have to do the very best they can with the circumstance they're in. We want to support people who, for whom, marriage became nearly impossible for them. But we also want people to find ways to make better choices and have more success going forward the next time around. So that's why we have lots and lots of resources, great books for people to read, and workshops and classes that we think people can really learn better skills, better relationship skills. So we want to just have people become more aware that they can improve themselves in this area and find ways to have more success.
Well, what are some of the specific things that you've seen in marriages over the last several years that have gotten us to this place where, some of the major issues where marriage has kind of gotten a little behind?
Right. Well, there are some issues that are very difficult that sometimes you can't do anything about. You have to certainly get away from an abusive situation. But some of the softer issues we've become not willing to work through, the person doesn't give me as much attention as they should, or I don't like his or her habits. And, we've kind of fallen into an attitude that a consumer attitude, like if I don't like the product, I'm going to take it back to the store and get another model. And we've lost the concept, which we used to have, that this is a vow. And there are ways to overcome a lot of the bumps in the road. I think people are giving up too quickly rather than working on themselves and helping the other person work on themselves to find a resolution for, and also for personal growth. You know, sometimes these are softer issues and we've just decided that we don't want to kind of deal with the difficult problems that come our way. And the research shows that people who have worked through the tough times 5 years later are happier that they did stay together. Sometimes you bring those issues into the next relationship. So we want to encourage people to not give up too quickly and find ways to overcome their challenges, which seem to hit right in the middle of all the childbearing years because those are times of stress. But later on, you have to have a vision for being with a person that has been a witness to your whole life, and there's a tremendous reward on the other side when you've finished raising your children. But also, the research is clear that it really does make a difference. It is worth staying together for the children. The research is very clear that children are better off, and we want to encourage people to think that way, and therefore, if you are committed to this relationship, then you want to do something that will make it enjoyable. And, you know, you can choose to make it difficult, or you can find ways to make it more fulfilling and enjoyable. And we have those resources at National Marriage Week USA.
It's just like in anything, if you want to be successful at something, you've got to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
The two teams in the Super Bowl, they wouldn't have got to where they were if it weren't for hard work and dedication. So, very good.
Yeah, and also just there are... there's a trend that cohabitation is sort of overtaking the practice of marriage, and we just want people to know that cohabitation doesn't always get them where they want to go. The stats are not very good on that. 80% of those cohabiting couples break up. 20% end up in marriage, but only 10% actually last. So it's not really a place for finding that level of commitment. And, we kind of want people to know the research that it probably doesn't work out with the end goal that I say particularly women would hope for, the level of commitment that they would hope for. So we want people to be a little more alert that, they need to reevaluate their cohabitation habits in light of where they really want to go later on, and that marriage is really a place of, the research is very clear, it makes people have longer lives, healthier lives, brings more personal happiness, and it's beneficial to people. And I think that marriage has gotten a little bit of people think it's a sort of disposable and dispensable, and We would like to get the word out that it has huge benefits, and it's a very important skill set. We have a school for every other skill in this country. I mean, a brick and mortar school, and it's funny that we don't have a brick and mortar school for one of the most important skill sets that we need, which is this relationship skills. And we encourage people to not take their relationship skills from reality TV and some of the, there's some very bad modeling going on these days on how to have good relationships.
Are you saying Jersey Shore isn't the place I should be looking for marriage tips?
Exactly, yes. Don't go look at the, kind of crazy reality shows or volatile talk shows where people are just, yelling at each other. And, there are better ways to learn how to have good relationships, and we want people to go to a class or watch a videotape or have a home group. Go to your church and ask your church leaders, or even take it on yourself to bring in a DVD series with a workbook and start having conversations with your friends that are supportive and encouraging of this commitment.
We're talking with Sheila Weber, National Marriage Week. Sheila, if folks want to find out more information about National Marriage Week, about some of the events that are going on that might be happening in our area, how can they do so?
Yes, go to nationalmarriageweekusa.org. We add the USA on because it's happening in 20 countries around the world. And you can click the national calendar to find something near you or to put a marriage class that you know of to put it on that national calendar. Plus, there are lots of suggested books and workshops and DVDs and things on that website and resources and tips. So we'd love for you to go to nationalmarriageweekusa.org and like us on Facebook. Spread the word around. Ask your pastor to preach about marriage on one of the Sundays close to National Marriage Week. It doesn't happen much from the pulpit, but ask your pastor to preach an encouraging sermon and an informative sermon about marriage and see if you can start a class maybe at your local library or your YMCA or in your home.
Hey, Sheila, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
God bless.